Hey guys, it's Melissa here from melissaoatman.com. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness, the weekly podcast devoted to all things spirituality and self-improvement. I am so delighted you're here with me today. I want to talk to you today about how to navigate this energy that's going on. We know we have Mercury in retrograde again, and there's also eclipses. So this is bringing about a lot of heavy energy for people. I know for sure it has for me. And I'm assuming if I'm going through this, you probably are too. So today I want to talk to you about what to do when this heavy energy hits and how we can navigate this so that we're still able to hold on to our inner peace and still able to go through life without feeling like we just want to give up. So the eclipses and Mercury in retrograde, we know what Mercury in retrograde brings about. If you don't know, I've done a couple of episodes about Mercury in retrograde, but basically this is a time when Mercury looks like it's going backwards. It's not actually going backwards, but Mercury in retrograde tends to mess up a lot of things. It usually throws technology off for some reason. So you may find that your technology is not working correctly. It also messes with communication, so you may have arguments with people or you feel like you're not being understood and your words are misinterpreted. And another thing that tends to happen is that when you go to sign contracts, there may be things in there that you don't catch, and so you sign something and then later you regret it. You're like, oh, I didn't really mean to do that. It brings about a lot of heavy energies, and it doesn't have to. I mean, these are things that we tend to notice when Mercury is in retrograde, but we don't have to give in and be afraid and think, oh, I'm just going to shut myself up in the house and not do anything because Mercury is in retrograde. I mean, I get that you would want to, because believe me, after the week I had last week, I wanted to do that, but we can't, right? We have to go on living, and there's no reason you can't have a wonderful week or however long this is going to last that you can't get through it and still have a wonderful time. There are just some things we need to be aware of to help us navigate it, because it can be tough. If you don't know what's happening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, all of this crap's going on, it could be easy to let yourself slip into that negative pattern of thinking, which doesn't really do anything positive for you. And in fact, when you start going down that road, you end up attracting more and more and more of those things, and it's frustrating and it just feels like a vicious cycle, because it is. So we have to learn what to do when these things start to happen. I'll tell you what happened to me this past week. Just so many things, and they were not all huge things, but the first thing was that on Tuesday, right after our Easter break, I woke up feeling really sick. And that's always the way it is if you're a teacher. For some reason, you get sick after you've been on break. And I heard it explained by someone one time. It makes sense that your immune system is constantly on heightened alert because you're a teacher. And then that moment you have the break, your immune system isn't fighting so hard. And then that's when we get sick. That would make sense to me. But I didn't feel well when I woke up to go back to school. And I thought, I just have to go because I don't have sub plans and we've been off all week. I need to go. Made myself go in. And as soon as I got there, the symptoms got worse. I don't know if I had like a stomach bug or what, but I could not hold my head up. I could barely function. And so I had to call the secretary and see if I could get a sub. And I'm not that person. I plan everything out. That's not me. I don't last minute just call off, but I had to. And I felt terrible about it, but I just felt terrible in general. I went home and just like laid on the couch and didn't do anything. And then the next day I'm feeling better, but I'm thinking to myself, I have to get to work early because I have so much catching up to do. That's the other thing about being a teacher, is if you take a day off, you're going to pay for it because you're going to have so much more work when you come back. So I knew I had to get there early. Well, my dog, Nate, had decided that when he went outside, he was not ready to come in. He would not come inside, and I'm having to chase him. I finally just had to catch him and pick him up and bring him inside, and he's not a light dog. He weighs a lot. So after doing that, I'm jumping in my car to get to work, and I realize my phone's not in my purse because it's not connecting to the radio, so I had to turn right around and go back. And then I couldn't find my phone. I could not find it anywhere. And I'm panicking because I had it. And what happened to it? It just disappeared. I had to wake my son up. I felt so bad and say, can you call my phone? And even as I had him do that, I realized most of the time my ringer's off, so I probably wouldn't even be able to find it. Somehow, something just said, look outside. So I did, and it was laying on the ground. I don't know how it got there. I do not remember taking it with me when I chased Nate. I'm pretty sure I didn't, but somehow it ended up outside. And I'm telling you all of this to tell you that I was late for work when I needed to be early. And not late as in late, late. Late for me, which means I didn't get there early enough to do all the things that I needed to get done. So my day just sort of continued like that. I had a meeting in the evening that I needed to bring my laptop for, totally left the house without it. That was fun, had to improvise. Then the next day, again, was like, I need to get to school early to get some stuff done. My alarm doesn't go off and I oversleep. Only by 10 minutes, I managed to make up the 10 minutes, but if you're like me, I'm very much a planner, and so when I'm late, then everything feels rushed, and I hate that feeling. So I'm rushing around trying to get ready, and I take a smoothie every day for lunch, like a protein smoothie, and I have a little blender that I take with me that's amazing that I use. I had my bananas chopped up, put in there with the protein powder and all of that, and it would not blend. It would not work. And I just bought this blender. It's not that old. I knew it wasn't, the battery wasn't drained because I had just charged it. I could not figure out what was going on with it. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I just don't get to eat today. So went on, you know, just, and it was at that point. And again, none of these things were big things, but it was like all of it stacked together that I just broke down and I'm in my classroom ready to cry saying, I don't know what to do. Can you please stop this energy? I can't take much more of this. And about that moment, one of my students brought down a letter for me and said, this is for you. I opened it up. It was from another student I had. A really beautiful, long letter telling me how thankful she was that I was her teacher and that I had instilled in her self-confidence and self-esteem. And it was just an amazing letter. I mean, it did make me cry. I was in my classroom. I already wanted to cry. And then I'm crying on my prep because of this beautiful letter. But that also made me snap out of this spiral. You know, everything was getting worse. I just kept seeing all of the bad things that were happening. And it was frustrating me. And I was like, I can't take this. And every other second I'm going, why are you doing this to me? I got into that victim mindset pretty quickly. And then things kept spiraling. Once I got that letter, it was like, oh, okay. So I get it now. Like, get out of your pity party. It's time for you to see the blessings around you. Here's number one. Then I was able to get on YouTube and watch a video, and I realized that the reason my blender wasn't working is it got turned into lock mode, but it was really easy to get out of lock mode. It starts working. Everything started then turning around, but it could have easily gotten so much worse. And trust me, I'm still at the point where it still takes me way too long to snap out of these things sometimes when I get into this negative mindset and negative thinking. And I'm human, just like you. We all do that. I'm getting better. I am faster than I used to be, but it still takes me a little bit to realize, like, hey, you have a choice today. You have the choice to sit here and have a pity party and curse God and ask why he put you here. Which is what I did. Spoiler alert, right? I did. I was like, what? I can't take it. I don't want to be here. And then I had to tell myself, no, you have two beautiful children. You have, even though you were mad at your dog, I was so mad at him. You have these beautiful dogs who love you unconditionally and your children love you unconditionally. And you have this beautiful house and you have this job and you have these wonderful students who are sending you these letters. Like, snap out of it. Quit being a Debbie Downer and realize that, you know, life isn't bad. Yes, sometimes bad things happen, but that's not, like, a bad day isn't a bad chapter, right? Like, we have to turn the page. And so I realized right then and there I needed to turn the page. So what I did was I allowed myself just to cry those tears a little bit because you got to get your emotions out. It's not like you've got to be Susie's sunshine all the time. You don't. That's not realistic. But I allowed that Then I said, okay, enough, wiped my tears, and I listened to some uplifting affirmations, and I listened to some positive, uplifting music. I listened to the solfeggio tones that are supposed to raise your vibration. And I knew that that was sort of a test from the universe. And I'm not saying we're getting tested every single day and that everything that happens, the universe is just trying to pick on us. That's not what I mean. But I knew that was a test for me of when things start to go south and all these things go wrong, how are you going to react to it? And obviously, at first, I failed that test, right? I didn't react well to it at all. But at some point, and this is all of us, we have the opportunity at any time to change our lives, to change our behavior, to change what we're doing and how we react to things. And in that moment, I realized when I got that letter, you've got to stop. It's time for you to stop having this pity party. It's time for you to change your thoughts, change what you're doing, change how you're reacting to things. Because we don't always have control over what happens to us. What we do have control over is how we react to it. And we often forget that. We forget and we just get caught up in how we're feeling. And that takes over. And the problem with that is when we get into those heavy emotions, we can't think logically. And it's hard for us to come up with solutions to problems because we don't see it. We're so distraught over what's happened that we cannot think logically. And oftentimes the universe is trying to give us signs and trying to give us guidance. You cannot hear that if you're so, like if the noise around you is so loud. And sometimes your thoughts can be deafening, right? You're constantly filling your head with things that are not happy, positive thoughts. There are a lot of fear-based thoughts, and fear creeps in, and we start down that rabbit hole of the thinking that gloom and doom, right? Nothing ever happens to us that's good. And then the universe starts to show us that that's right. Yeah, nothing ever happens to you that's good, because the universe is always saying yes to us. So if you say, my life sucks, the universe is going to be like, yeah, it does. And I mean, that sounds, I don't know, it sounds kind of silly, but it's true. When we start thinking along those lines, like nothing good ever happens to me, you're going to see that. You're going to see proof of that in your life. When you start thinking about all the positive things that happen, when you say to yourself, I am blessed. I am always blessed. I have blessings all around me. There are blessings upon blessings. Then you start to see that. And that's exactly what happened when I shifted my mindset and I said, okay, and I had to literally just stop. And that's my first key to you. I channeled some messages for my TikTok and social media accounts. The message was that there will be trials and tribulation, but you are stronger than those obstacles. When those tough times come, you need to stop, breathe, feel your inner power, take back that power, because you are stronger than you realize. You have all the power you need. You just need to use it. And for so many of us, what we do is we totally give up our power. When those tough times come, when we get into Mercury in retrograde or eclipse season or all of the things that are happening, we tend to just go, oh, I have no control over this. It's Mercury in retrograde. It's just going to screw everything up. And so I guess this is just going to be my life now. That's not true. Yeah, I mean, things might happen. But are you going to let that control you? Are you going to let it cause you to get emotional? Are you going to let it cause you to continue to have a bad day or a bad week? Because that choice is yours. If you simply say, I have no control and this sucks and this is just what's going to happen, that's what you're going to see. It's going to continue to happen. But it's when you're intentional, and that's really the message, is to be more intentional with your life, with your thoughts, with your words. It's so important. I was not intentional at all with my thoughts or my words last week, and it showed. And the result of it was obvious. Things kept spiraling. It was when I got that huge wake-up call, which I truly believe was the perfect timing. When that happened, I stopped myself and I said, okay, I'm going to get this train back on track again. I'm going to get a hold of my thoughts. I'm going to raise my vibration. I'm going to do all the things that I know I need to do to get myself back into a good headspace and to be balanced again. And when I did that, things shifted. And they can for you too. So my message to you today is if things start going sideways, yeah, I mean, you could say, oh, it's because of Mercury in retrograde or it's because of the eclipses. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if whatever comes in and doesn't. It doesn't matter why it's happening. It does not matter at all why it's happening. What matters is how you respond to it and if you let it control you, because we have that ability. Yes, we don't have control over all the things that happen to us. We can control how we react to it. And if you're letting it overtake you and you're getting emotional and you're upset, you are giving away your power. And the first thing the universe said to do is stop. Just stop right there. Whether you picture a giant stop sign in your head or whatever it is you need to see to get that image of stop it. Stop, breathe. That's the one thing that can shift everything is when you stop and you recognize what's happening and then you just breathe and you tell yourself, I'm taking back my power. I'm not allowing this to control me. This will not steal my inner peace and I will not allow it to. And then do something to take back that power. For me, it was affirmations and it was listening to positive music. Maybe you do a little meditation. Maybe you do an EFT tapping. Whatever you do, maybe you listen to a motivational podcast. Whatever you do that helps you to flip the script and helps you to shift your mood, you need to do it. Because the longer you stay in that mindset, the more things are going to come in. It's sort of like a snowball rolling downhill. It just gets bigger and faster and it gets out of control. It's important for us to stop that before it gains all that momentum. So when those times come, do something. Another great thing to do is to go for a walk. It's getting nicer where we are. You know, we're having 70 degree days now here and there, which is nice. Going out in the sunshine and sitting outside in nature always makes me feel better. Going for a walk clears my head. Going for a walk and listening to a motivational podcast or listening to the music that is uplifting does wonders. It's important that you recognize, hey, I'm going down this rabbit hole. I am losing my power to all the things that are happening around me and I need to stop it. I need to take back my power now. That's the important thing. So when this energy comes and it's tough and maybe you've already experienced that, tell yourself a bad day doesn't equal a bad life. Tell yourself to stop and take a breath. And then do whatever you need to do to get yourself back to peace. Inner peace is where we want to be. Don't let anyone or any situation rob you of that inner peace. You hold the power. And it's time for you to take that back now. All right, I wanted to pull a few cards for you today, and I chose the Daily Guidance from Your Angels deck by Doreen Virtue. And the first card that came out, you can't make this up, is fresh air. Your body needs refreshment from oxygenated air generated by grass, trees, plants, and flowers. Spend time outside today, as near to Mother Nature's cradle as possible. Open your curtains and windows to refresh your home as well. So get outside, you need to. And the next one goes right along with it, the ocean. The deep blue sea speaks to your soul, healing and soothing you. Even the act of imagining yourself dipping into its healing womb brings about desirable effects. Better yet, spend time physically near the ocean. Allow its power and beauty to wash away all cares and concerns. If you can't physically get to the ocean, because believe me, I love the ocean and would love to, I can't physically get there now. Listen to sounds of the waves crashing on the shore, or maybe watch videos of the ocean. It makes you feel better. And then you have perfect timing. Now is the perfect moment for you to act on your inspiration. The doors are open while you walk through them with us by your side. Don't delay or procrastinate, as all of the ingredients are right for your success. Everything and everyone is by your side, supporting your positive outcome. I love that. So you know what that would have to do with for you. It's going to resonate differently for each person, but now is the perfect time. And then you have relationship. Your primary relationship is with yourself and God, and every other relationship follows from there. To attract, heal, or balance a relationship, then snuggle more closely with your loving creator. As you feel safe and loved within, so shall your other relationships bloom and prosper. I love that. And you know, the most important relationship is the one you have with yourself. And we talked about that when Ronnie Ryan was on my show. We talked about how you really need to work on that inner self-love, to be kind to yourself. That's the most important thing ever. I have my online course, my 10-day intensive self-love course, if you'd like a little help. It's on sale right now for $14.99. It's normally $20. And it is all online, and you have it for life, so you can go through it as many times as you want. You can check that out on my website on the offerings page or the services page. Just go to melissaoatman.com. You can find out more details there. It's important for you to take care of yourself. You should be your number one priority. Everything else after that will fall into place. But until you take care of number one, you're going to see issues in your relationships, because we can't neglect ourselves. We are important, and self-care is not selfish. It is extremely important. So take care of yourself today and do something nice for yourself today. If you would like to join us on Patreon, you can join for free. You can sign up for a free trial. You can get there from my website, or there's also a link in the show notes. And each week I go live on Mondays to do a free card reading for those who show up. And I also post extra episodes of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness each week. And they are episodes that I do not release to the public, so you have access to them there. And there are also guided meditations, and then I also will post daily readings from time to time. So it's a really awesome community. The people there are so loving and supportive. We have a lot of fun when we're on our lives, and we would love to have you join us. If you sign up and you don't like it, you don't have to stay. There's no obligation at all. But if you sign up and you love it and you stay and you want to be with us, we'd love to have you. I hope, as always, that you guys have an amazing week. And remember, don't let anything steal your power. You are powerful, and the power is all in your hands. So choose not to let others, whether it's people or situations, steal your power. It's time to take that back today. Have a beautiful week, sending you lots of love and light, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.